First off, I'm not sorry. Hey, welcome back. Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. You sent us some pictures from Project Down and Dirty Construction, and there's one where Steve is sitting inside a giant shovel playing
busking
guitar, and I bust into the frame and start dancing, but the look on my face is so stupid.
Before those shenanigans broke out, Rocco, when I saw just one of me leaned over practicing in the shovel, I was like, that's my CD cover right there.
Yeah, you look like a young, you know, Bob Dylan or something.
Honest to God.
Scrapping it in Greenwich Village in 1962.
Hair's looking pretty good with some gray showing through. I got the shacket on. I really think that is right. And then what happened here? Buffoon McGee popped into the frame.
I start dancing like, you know, my stupid dance.
Oh, really funny. No, I see you. Oh, Donna. Oh,
Steve, it has been such a pleasurable journey.
Hasn't it, though?
Yeah.
We're nearly 4 years together.
Oh, man. Wow.
At what point do the bosses kick down the door and do the whole thing where they bring us surprises?
Yeah,
and
confetti, brand new Rolexes.
Yeah.
Remember when Jason Alexis show thought they were going to send him to Disney for their 10th anniversary?
Totally.
And they were like, yeah, we're not going to.
Yeah, you're lucky if you get a cup of coffee.
But then his mother came up. Didn't they surprise him with the Mickey hat?
Yeah,
the Mickey
really head? Sweet.
Yes. It was a knockoff Mickey. This was Dickie, the royalty-free version of Mickey Mouse.
Yeah. We still have those in the prep room.
Yeah, they're right over there. You guys could be doing it like fancy festival DJs. Have those heads on every day during the show.
I love it.
Do you?
No.
Cuckoo. What time is it? It's 11.
It's 11. I'm starving. Should we bail?
No, although I am so hungry too because I went to Operation Clang and Bang this morning.
Oh, yeah.
As my friend The Rock says, the iron ain't going to kick its own A, and you got to go lift it up and put it down. And now I've got this voracious appetite. I just am so hungry. Got to feed the muscles, right?
Yeah, I'll let you know it's for lunch, okay?
Downstairs, Hubbard Chop Salad with basil vinaigrette.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, that's going to be very good.
Ooh, what kind of salad, Rocco?
Basil vinaigrette.
Chopped.
Oh,
no, I mean, what kind of soup?
Oh, soup, doesn't say.
Clam.
Is it clam? Maybe a clam chowder? Lobster bisque? Oh. Is it clam by clam?
Sure, our listeners are completely interested in what we're going to eat for lunch.
I have to tell you this Vin Diesel story, otherwise I was about to start talking to you about the new coffee machine downstairs. We'll save it for later. Vin Diesel has reached out to Dwayne-athy the Rockathy Johnson.
Oh, please.
They have a feud. They have had a feud for quite some time. In 2016, Dwayne Johnson put out a Facebook post that seemingly was implying that Vin Diesel was, his words, a candy-ass chicken bleep. And people didn't like what was happening there, and the two ended up splitting up after Dwayne Johnson joined the Fast and Furious franchise back in 2011. That was Fast 5. And then he was in for subsequent sequels up until 2017's Fate of the Furious. And it's been really not great since then. Now, Dwayne Johnson went on to do Hobbs and Shaw with Jason Statham, a Fast and Furious spinoff, but that movie did not have Vin Diesel in it.
Hey, Kelly.
Oh, Kelly. So during the pandemic, we all had extra time, and I spent mine in the studio.
I do like the song.
The song's kind of a banger.
It slaps. Is.
But we have to find the audio of when he spoke with Kelly from the recording studio.
Right.
It's difficult to find. It is. I've looked it up many times, and it's tricky to find. But I'm not exaggerating much when I say he was speaking at that register. That slowly, and then at one point, as he was trying to catch his breath, he's talking, and so we decided to, like an old furnace, like the furnace in the Home Alone basement. Anyway, Vin Diesel reaches out this morning to The Rock on Instagram, and I can't help but think he lost it from the opening line. Guess how he started his Instagram reaching out to Dwayne Johnson? My little brother, Dwayne. Mm-mm. Should I read it as him?
Yes.
Yes.
My little brother, Dwayne. The time has come. The world awaits the finale of Fast 10. As you know, my children refer to you as Uncle Dwayne.
He says, my children refer to you as Uncle Dwayne in my house. There's not a holiday that goes by that they and you don't send well wishes. But the time has come. Legacy awaits. I told you years ago that I was going to fulfill my promise to Pablo. I swore that we would reach and manifest the best fast in the finale that is 10. I say this out of love, but you must show up. Do not leave the franchise idle. You have a very important role to play. Hobbs can't be played by no other. I hope that you rise to the occasion and fulfill
your destiny.
Ew. So wait, Hobbs and who? Calvin? Who's the other guy?
No, this isn't Calvin Hobbs. Leave Hobbs and Shaw alone. Hobbs is the character that Dwayne Johnson plays in The Fast and Furious.
Okay.
Vin Diesel plays, what is it, Dom Toretto or something like that.
Sounds right.
But there are two rival bald guys in these movies. And now Vin Diesel is going public and just saying, hey, my little brother, you're not going to get Dwayne Johnson's respect when you start it with my little brother. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You just can't. I think that feels publicly a little demeaning. Doesn't it feel like a power play right out of the chutes?
Yes. And to bring Paul Walker into it is not cool.
Mm-hmm. It feels like he's trying to manipulate.
Yes, he does.
Manipulate.
Yes. No.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I don't think it's going to work. Dwayne Johnson right now is doing press for Red Notice, his Netflix movie with Ryan Reynolds. And by the way, I heard them pronounce it Gal Gadot, Rocco. So I must not Gal Gadot, which I was really confident in on Friday. And I heard them say that. I think Rock said it, actually. Gal Gadot. So I stand corrected. Red Notice comes out Friday. Ryan Reynolds, The Rock, and Gal Gadot. I'm really pumped for this movie.
Are you?
Yeah.
And I've never seen one of them.
No. Red Notice is its own movie. It's a new movie.
Oh, not sorry. Fast and Furious. I was going back to Fast and Furious. Got it. Okay. 11-11, make a wish. Okay.
I wish that The Rock would fulfill his destiny.
Okay, Steve.
It's been a long time. No, come on.
Without you, my man. Okay, all right. I'm gonna take off.
Remember when Vin Diesel got a job in Guardians of the Galaxy? And I remember he was tweeting about it, like, "Hey, I got hired."
I am cool.
And then he was like, "Hey, great, can I see my script?" Yeah, here it is, man.
I am Groot.
Cool. Let me turn to the next page, though. Is it that's a wrap. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a wrap for Vin Diesel, everybody.
All right, bye-bye now.
I didn't even sit down.
No, we got what we need, Vin. Thank you.
We'll see you at Craft Services.
Vin goes and eats the Craft Services cart. Just the metal. We'd love to have him on the show, by the way.
No, I don't really want to.
We were going to get Judge Judy's former bailiff on the show. Guess that time passed.
No.
When we come back, really bummer news about the Mighty Ducks season 2 on Disney Plus. This is a legitimate bummer. I hope that they right the ship. I just don't think they will. We'll explain what's happening there on that hit Disney show. When we come back, it's Donna and Steve on My Talk.
Hey, good morning. You're listening to Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. DJ Rock Lobster's in the house. And we have a study.
Studies have shown that the microbial...
Several long-term studies have shown...
They've studied the studies.
Several scientific studies have shown...
And here with their findings are study buddies...
The perfect nerd couple.
Donna and Steve.
Well, first, Donna, let me not go to a study.
Oh,
let's start
bad.
With that Mighty Ducks news.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Which I just find such a bummer. News comes out that Emilio Estevez not returning for Mighty Ducks season 2.
Yeah, it's because of their COVID mandate, their vaccine mandate.
This is a bummer.
It's a big bummer.
I mean, Gordon Bombay.
Right.
He's Mighty Ducks.
He's Mighty Ducks.
It almost feels like you don't want to watch without him.
It's a real bummer that he's not going to be a part of it. The word is that they now have had back and forth with his team, and it has to do with COVID protocols and stuff like that. And he now they're going to rewrite the script without his character being a part of it. And that is just a bummer. I mean, Hollywood can do it. Don't you get me wrong. They can do it. They can write someone away and you believe it. But he was great. He was great in the show.
And we were
he was better than he was
some
in
romance
the movies.
With the mom.
Ooh, really? Yeah. Spoiler alert.
You think? I mean, that's where it was going, wasn't it?
Yes, for sure. He and Lauren Graham were really great together. And, you know, he owned the old ice rink that they were practicing at. It was just so beautiful. I wonder if now... I mean, look, they're still going to do a season 2. Production's set to start in early 2022, halfway to 4044. But it just feels like a bummer, man.
Maybe they'll figure
it out.
Listen, people don't like to be told what to do. That's what it comes down to. That's the whole thing with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Don't tell me what to do.
Well, and you know, Aaron Rodgers is tricky. Everybody's got opinions about him. A, because he's Aaron Rodgers. So especially here in Minnesota. But, you know, he did like a 40-minute interview on the Pat McAfee show last week. And I don't know, it's tough to render a judgment when someone says that they have allergies to a couple of things in a vaccine, and then he's got his health team telling him one thing, like, all right, here's a better route for you to go than that. But then there's another wrinkle when you have the NFL, who has their own set of protocols. We see the same thing happening in the NBA right now, too, which is Kyrie Irving, who from the Nets hasn't played at all this season because he's not vaccinated. Aaron Rodgers saying, at one point he said, I'm not some flat earth anti-vaxxer. My situation was, you know, a different situation. We consulted. It's tricky.
Well, did he say he had he was allergic to one of the ingredients in the vaccine?
In two of the vaccines, yeah.
Okay. And then he didn't want to do the Johnson & Johnson.
Right. And then his team was like, all right, look, based on these allergies, then here's a plan that we could do that still...
Yeah, we'll give you a horse dewormer.
Keeps you safe.
Try that.
So I think that there are a lot of people out there, many more than would admit it in free circles, who understand where Aaron Rodgers, as he mentions those allergies in particular, where they're coming from. But then there's all different sorts of rules and protocols and employers that are able to say, this is what you got to do in order for you to be allowed to work here, play here.
Sure.
Whatever.
Sure.
It's complicated.
It's real complicated.
It's complicated.
No study today, huh?
No, I've got studies, but we just hadn't gotten to the... I got two studies.
Okay.
But we just hadn't gotten to the Mighty Duck news. And so anyway, I hope that Emilio Estevez, I hope they figure something out. Whatever that looks like, I just loved Mighty Ducks. It was such a great show on Disney Plus. If you haven't yet watched it with your fam... Do so. You'll love it.
Okay.
Now we get into a study. I felt super, super lethargic and tired all weekend. I was like, what's going on? Do I have mononucleosis?
It's because of that damn thing.
I don't know if it was because of daylight saving.
I will tell you that when I woke up the next morning on Sunday morning, I felt like I lost an hour of sleep rather than gained an hour. I'll hang up and listen.
Well, thank you, Donna, for the call. It's a tricky thing. It just, I think everybody feels a little out of sorts, and it doesn't always cash out like a bonus hour. Especially if you have kids, daylight saving, daylight, whatever, spring forward, fall back, none of it matters at all because the creatures still just arise. I'm just happy that it's lighter earlier in the morning. But, oh, I just felt so groggy. So maybe it was because of one of these things. The top 10 reasons that you're tired on any given day. This is a poll of 1,500 workers that figured this out. General stress, anxiety, sleep issues or insomnia, irregular sleep schedules, family obligations, depression, dealing with your kids, worrying about work, working too many hours, inconsistent work hours. Wait a minute. Those bottom three were all of us from Project Down and Dirty. Worrying about work, working too many hours, inconsistent work hours. Can we sue?
I think we should.
And then if we make, if we get any money out of the radio station, we'll donate it.
All right.
Charity.
I love it.
All right.
We should recap the numbers, by the way, on how much money that our wonderful listeners raised.
I was just looking at that. I think we're up right at about 185.
Oh, is it that time already?
You know that much is true.
Alrighty, let's do it.
Come on now, let's talk some money. Money.
Oh, good. Let's talk about money.
Money Monday.
There are more things in the world to buy.
It's Donna and Steve.
Than most people have money for. So
Money Monday.
Choices have to be made.
But mostly it's Steve.
Most weeks exclusively. All right. I got a fun thing for everybody. The internet is doing something fun. eBay in particular, in honor of our veterans, they are doing their 5th annual Veterans Day Celebrity Auction. Home for Our Troops is what it's called. And this means that celebrities team up with eBay and say, yeah, I'd be willing to donate this. You could auction this off. So I'm going to rattle some off. We'll do some high price things.
Okay.
And then we'll do some low price things and tell me what tickles your fancy here if you had some extra money. Currently, the item up for bid that has the highest current bid, 55 bids have been put down so far. And this runs all the way through, oh goodness, I think it's November 14th, is George Clooney's Omega Speedmaster 50th Anniversary Silver Snoopy Award Watch. It's a George Clooney watch.
No.
But I think it's been worn by Clooney. The current price, $18,988.
Okay.
That comes with an authenticity guarantee. The next most expensive thing available for the Home for Our Troops celebrity auction on eBay are two tickets to a future Marvel film premiere.
Mm.
That's currently going for $7,800.
Hmm.
Let's say that we don't have that much money, hypothetically. How about, this is good. Rocco, I think this could be good for you.
Okay.
And I bet that you have a pretty similar frame to this guy.
Okay.
You could get an Armani suit, custom made for and worn by Wolf Blitzer. For currently $165.
That's pretty good.
Come on, Rocco.
Did you ever see Wolf Blitzer on Celebrity Jeopardy where he was terrible? And like,
no.
Instantly I went from thinking, oh, this guy's kind of one of the smartest guys in the room, to instantly thinking,
he's
this
just
guy
reading the teleprompter.
Is a complete airhead.
Oh, no.
With a nice beard.
You could go Halloween some year. You could go as Wolf Blitzer if you grew your beard out.
I'm getting more gray in my beard, yeah.
And then if you get his suit.
Oh, for $165.
Custom made for and worn by Wolf Blitzer. That's pretty cool.
Who cares if he wore that?
He's 5'10", so he's a bit taller than me.
Oh, wow. He presents shorter.
Yeah, he does.
And of course we care that he wore it, Donna. It would be like, hey, here's a Madonna dress that she owned. Here's a Madonna dress that she wore. Right?
Yes.
You keep your bad attitude at an arm's distance, okay?
All right.
Here are more things you can bid on. A bunch of Zoom calls with celebrities. How about a half-hour Zoom call with Anderson Cooper plus an autographed book? That's currently going for $690. Not
what's
as rich?
What's with all the... All right, go ahead. What's with all the Wolf Blitzer stuff?
No, that was Anderson Cooper. CNN does.
Sorry.
CNN partners with these guys.
I see.
So you
okay,
see, there are a lot of CNN things happening here. What about a half-hour Zoom call with Bob Saget? That'll only cost you $137.50 at the current moment.
That'd be fun.
I don't know. He'd be so foul the whole time. He's just dirty humor guy, like shock value humor, very non-Danny Tanner. I bet it'd be like the third blue joke into your 30-minute Zoom call, and you're like, I'm just going to act like my screen froze. Like, nobody move. We're trying to get rid of Saget. How about a half-hour Zoom call with the delightful Connie Britton?
Yes.
That's only $510 right now.
Okay, this is good. This is good. Now you're getting into, like, doable stuff.
Coco, Conan O'Brien, $1,000 is what his Zoom call is at right now. Let's see here. Some other things. This is, again, the Home for Our Troops 5th Annual Veterans Day Celebrity Auction happening on eBay right now. Let's see some other things that we have. Oh my goodness, right now a half hour Zoom call with Elizabeth Banks only going for $305.
How would you like to be Elizabeth Banks? I'm going, oh, okay, Connie Britton gets $510.
I know. Huh. How would you like to be Eric Stonestreet? He's only getting $202 right now.
I would not like that.
George Stephanopoulos, $201.
He doesn't seem fun. What are you going to talk about?
Maybe he's like Matt Belanger, serious on the news and then zany off.
That could be. Sorry, I blew up.
No, Donna, it's okay. A bunch of other things that you could get. Maybe this is fun for like a gift for somebody this holiday season. A lot of Zoom calls. Zoom calls with Seinfeld, Jim Gaffigan. And these are half-hour Zoom calls.
Hey, oh, how much is the Seinfeld one?
Only $610.
Okay. Wow.
Oh my goodness.
For half an hour. Whoa.
Half an hour Zoom call with Jerry Seinfeld and Colin Quinn going for $610. Half hour Zoom call with Jimmy Kimmel going for $1,725. Wow. Let's see if there's no one Wilson anywhere. You can get. Oh, how about this? Lunch in LA, in person or via Zoom, you choose. With actor Kevin Pollak, P-O-L-L-A-K. If you type in that name, Kevin Pollak, you will immediately know who this is.
Oh, absolutely.
You know who Kevin Pollak
is?
I don't know him by name.
Yes, he's a great character actor.
Yeah, he is. Let's see here. There's a lot. My goodness, if you're looking for a Zoom call with a celebrity, go there. This is good. How about a rare autographed Will Ferrell Ron Burgundy jockey briefs? Will Ferrell underwear, $168.
And they're worn?
I think so.
Okay. No, thank you.
Let's see. Oh, you can get a Jeffrey Dean Morgan Walking Dead barbed wire autographed baseball bat. $1,975.
Damn, really?
Oh, boy. If you like talking politics, you could spend $500 at the moment for a half-hour Zoom call with Sean Penn. I feel like that would get way too serious, way too quick.
Half hour is a long time. If I were these celebrities, I'd be like 15 minutes max.
And Sean Penn, he's going to start talking about a water crisis or some sort of situation happening halfway around the world.
Wow.
You're going to get.
Why do you hate people in third world countries?
I love people in third world countries. I'm just saying you're going to get preached to. Don't you feel like it's going to be a Sean Penn sermon?
Yeah, maybe.
You know, and then if he sees like a picture of my extended family accidentally in the background, he's going to start crushing them because half of them look like anti-vaxxers, according to Donna.
I have some of those in my family, too.
I showed Donna a family reunion photo from this summer. She just started picking people out. Anti-vaxxer, flat earther.
Oh man.
Let's see.
That guy makes moonshine.
Yeah, you're talking about, you know, you're talking about my Uncle Gar, by the way. He was the one with the long gray beard.
Yeah.
Because he looks like, in that picture with that beard, yeah, he looks like a guy who would make moonshine. He's got his own A&E show or something like that. Whereas he has worked in the health field for quite some time and was really, you know, speaking of the merits of vaccinations.
Oh, good.
So okay. You were way off, Donna. You judged a book by its cover.
Sorry, Unc.
How about a personalized autograph Fast Times at Ridgemont High package? $44 gets you some autographed goodies. Could be a fun present for somebody.
$44?
Yeah.
I like it.
Who's Peter Sagal?
He is from NPR, oh, yeah. I believe.
Like, wait, don't tell me or something,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, currently you could spend $81 to go on a run with him. So if you hate conversation when it's smooth and easy and would rather chase someone while talking to them.
Isn't he like 85 years old?
He doesn't look it.
Okay, different guy.
How about a tie worn by Danny Strong as the Secretary of the Treasury, Todd Krakow, on Billions? $160 to get a Todd Krakow worn tie from the show Billions. Everybody's talking about Billions.
I'd rather get this Wolf Blitzer suit for that price.
Blitzy, baby.
Yeah,
I mean,
you pay more for one of your weird disco shirts.
That's true,
Donna.
Sorry, I blew up.
Don't call them disco shirts.
They're disco shirts.
Oh, he's expressive.
You need to get ones with like really big collars.
Yeah, and then we'll go out dancing.
Yes, you should be dancing. Yeah,
I feel like it'd be tough to watch coworkers dance. It would change, I think, your perspective of them.
Steve, you're
I couldn't
so funny.
See you dancing for anything longer than 3 minutes, Donna.
Oh, that would never happen.
Oh my gosh. When's the last time you danced for longer than 3 minutes? Was it same years. Answers like the last time you had milk or a piece of pizza without a fork, like decades
much.
Ago?
Yep. Piece of pizza.
Eats a pizza.
Pizza pizza. Thanks.
Anyway, that is Money Monday. You can go to eBay if you have a celebrity lover and you love supporting the troops, merge them together over at eBay. It's Homes for Our Troops, the 5th annual celebrity auction benefiting veterans.
I love it.
It's on eBay.
You're my
I've got
boo.
It linked up, by the way, on the show links page.
Okay, that sounds great.
I thought so.
Did you?
When we come back.
Mm-hmm.
Can we get excited about Stranger Things,
yes.
The new season?
Yes.
They put out a teaser over the weekend. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
And Donna.
It's visual. I just want to put that out there. Like, we could play it, but you're just going to hear a little bit of music.
Oh, okay. But we'll watch it in real time and ooh and on, tell people what we're taking in.
All right. I love it.
So the latest on Stranger Things, the new season. That when we come back, it's the Donna and Steve Experience on My Talk.
It's the final stretch of the Donna and Steve Show. Oops, I said it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Sue me, Susie.
It's
an experience, man. Clomp, clomp. DJ Rock Lobster.
Stranger Things in the news.
Yes, because they just released a teaser. And the teaser has each episode's title that comes up on the screen.
Mm.
And so this isn't going to come out. They're not coming out with this until the summer of next year.
I thought it was spring.
Me too. Now they're saying summer. Well, an exact month hasn't been revealed. So maybe sometime between May and August.
Oh, you're right, though. It did say that this is later than expected. It was supposed to be earlier. Maybe Q1 or Q2, but no.
There'll be 9 episodes. Tying season 2 for the longest season yet. Season 1 and 3 both had 8.
Why don't we do this? Let's play it, and I'll do the voiceover.
Okay.
And so imagine like Stranger Things text coming up, and it's the black and the red that you expect during the opening sequence. And then I will read to you the episode titles. This is how desperate we are for Stranger Things.
Here goes.
A Netflix series. The Hellfire Club. Vecna's Curse. The Monster and the Superhero. Dear Billy. The Nina Project. The Dive. The Massacre at Hawkins Lab.
Papa!
And the Piggyback.
In the spring of 1986, the adventure continues.
Oh, they said spring.
No, spring of 1986, that's when it's...
Oh, that's right, 1986. Yeah. I missed that little detail.
What if we found out the Demogorgon was Vin Diesel? And it finally has a voice.
And it goes, I am Demogorgon.
I am Demogorgon.
That's a wrap for Vin Diesel?
I'm excited. I hope it's good.
I hope so, too. It's a bummer that we have to wait that long. You would think if they have episode titles out already... That means they've got scripts written for all of them. I don't know how long it takes to shoot an individual episode of Stranger Things. I'm guessing a while, but it just feels like we need it. When was the last time we had new episodes? Was it 2019?
I think so.
Bleep. Guys. Guys. That's a long time.
I'm afraid people are going to lose interest.
That's why they're giving us all of these. Like, they just gave us a teaser with... contextless episode titles.
Yeah.
That's how they're trying to string us along.
Yeah, I'm going to forget about them.
I'm going to forget. What happens if I forget?
I don't know.
It's just a bummer.
Rocco, do you watch Stranger Things?
I watched season one and then was like, I'm fine with not continuing.
Okay.
But people say...
Season two was better. Season two was, I thought, was so much better than season one. What are we going into now? Season four?
This will be season four.
Okay.
I thought season three was quite good, too.
Yeah, it's a good little show.
I don't know. It's just a bummer. Right, there's big news trending over the weekend. I'm not sure if you guys notice or if you guys run Instagram much. But I changed my Instagram handle.
Uh-oh. You can do that?
I didn't know you could do that.
You can do that. It's much more difficult, I think, on Facebook.
What are you now?
I am the Steve Patterson on Instagram.
Oh, because you used to be like KSTP Steve or something.
KSTP Steve, yeah.
All right, great. Oh, yeah, okay.
You know what I mean?
The Steve Patterson. I love it.
It's a bunch. What do you want me to do?
Guys, we just got ridiculed by Millennial Hannah.
I didn't even know she still worked with us. What did she? Where did she send this to
you? She said, guys, they already gave out a full trailer.
I know, but this was the new teaser we got.
Yeah, this was today.
Just respond, zip it.
I'm afraid of her. No, she'll
get it.
She'll make me do videos if I say anything negative to her.
And then remember, during Project Down and Dirty, off the air, when she said, Donna... How much money do you make?
Meaning,
which was her way of saying, just zip it and do the video I'm asking you to do.
Exactly.
Without complaining.
God. I didn't know that when I got into radio, I was going to have to be a TV star.
Oh, geez.
Hey, did you guys hear this Carrie Underwood story?
No. Isn't it a song or no?
Yeah. So she put out a song called Stretchy Pants, and it basically disappeared. So people prepaid for this song, but then it disappeared from streaming platforms. So people are like, I can't play it anymore, even though I bought it. This person couldn't find it on iTunes anymore either, but we do have a clip of it. Can we play it, Rocky?
Do you want to?
Yes,
okay,
please.
Here goes.
So I don't know what the deal is. Is it a real song? Why can't people find it? They removed it everywhere. It's not on YouTube. It's not on Spotify.
Was it accidentally dropped?
Maybe that leaked. Could
accidentally
be.
Leaked. Maybe she wants to do it Monday of Thanksgiving week.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It was supposed to come out on Friday, but I guess it didn't. So people are confused. But anyway, right. That's cute. Stretchy pants.
It's cute.
I call it all-you-can-eat buffet pants. You know.
It does really hurt whenever you have a button just carving into your stomach. Your flabellage, Donna,
yes.
As you refer to it.
Oh, so awful.
That's tough.
You guys, I have to send a big thank you out to a cashier at Costco.
Okay.
Who leaned over and said, ma'am, your zipper's down. And
wow.
I said, well, God bless America.
Wow.
There are still good people in the world.
Honestly, I can't believe she had the courage to tell you.
Me either. Thank you.
We were just talking about that with neighbors over the weekend. Did you grow up with a certain term for notifying someone that their zipper was down?
No, did you?
Mm-hmm.
In Pittsburgh.
XYZ, PDQ.
Yeah, then there was also the barn door.
Two people mentioned those things. I'd never heard of either of those. The XYZ, examine your zipper. What's the PDP?
PDQ.
Yeah, XYZ, PDQ. Quick.
Oh, okay. We would say Kennywood's open.
Kennywood.
What does that mean?
Kennywood is an old amusement park in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So if you come across anybody from Pittsburgh and say Kennywood's open again, they will reach down to their crotch.
That sounds like an invitation. Like, hey, Kennywood's open. Ew.
Rain or shine.
Wow, oh. There's an article on the internet about it.
No way.
Yeah, it's a Pittsburghese thing.
Kennywood's open. It's kind of funny.
It is, right?
I love it.
Kennywood's open. Hey, did you ever go to Kennywood?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. We love Kennywood. We just went there this summer.
Yeah.
Still around. Yeah. The oldest traditional amusement park in the country.
No way.
Is Kennywood. Yeah.
Wow.
1890 something is when it was first erected.
What's going on over there? Rides?
Yeah, they have rides, old-timey stuff. They have brand new rides. They have really thrilling roller coasters and also old-time charm. It's wonderful. It's historic. It's a beautiful place. We'd go there every summer for a big family reunion.
We need to tell Kenny about this.
Kenny would love it.
Because he could be like, Kennywood's open.
Yes.
Ladies.
Okay.
All right, that's weird. Okay, I don't know. I was just testing it out.
I would give a grade of the show. I don't know if we want to start doing this at the end of every show, but I would give it a C+.
You know, we're back. It's a Monday after Project Down and Dirty. What are you going to do?
I think that's generous, actually. Yeah. C.
C's get degrees.
You know, F for fine.
Yeah,
do maybe. That whole thing. All right, we're going to dance now.
Speaking of C's and B's, Colleen and Bradley are coming in next. They've got 3 hours of deep dives into conspiracies. I get exhausted just thinking about it. They are better broadcasters than we, Donna.
Are they?
Probably not. I don't know. I wouldn't be able to stay paying attention to one thing for so long. They're more concentrated than we.
All right, listen to them.
All right.